an accident, sir? Can you hear us? Sir? Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good, thank you. All right, what's your name, please, sir? I'm sorry, could you please? Please state your name again, sir.
Lopez.
Okay, Mr. Lopez. Mr. Lopez, Mr. Quinones will conduct your, hearing now.
Is there that volume button available now?
That
sounds very faint.
How do I get this to?
That one on the top to the up.
What, on here? It's dark, the screen is dark.
Oh, that's right, we can't do it.
Oh, we still have it?
I thought we had it, but. Oh, there you go. This right here?
Have you seen this side?
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay, sir, can you state your name and ABC number for the record?
William Angel Lopez, 05004.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on July 2nd, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Lopez?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. We're authorized for a four-member panel this afternoon. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin by introducing on the opposite side of the bench. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your Coral Officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Lopez and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do, and I need to make a commitment to the warrant.
Just 1 second, sir. Yes.
Okay. On the bottom part of the page where it says CSED, SED.
1 second. Yes.
It says 9/12/18.
Yes.
That date should be 2/5/18.
2/5/2018.
And then under exhibits, there is a non-compliance letter that is included in the packet that was not put down in writing on the packet.
So it says parole officer testimony, and then I should add non-compliance letter. Supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse from the criminal race or company as follows. Violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the Tucson Regional Parole Office for sanctions and ITH on or about November 6, 2017, as directed on November 3, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Lopez, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you. I'm going to make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, and that is based on Mr. Lopez's admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal race or company.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Neal and agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Lopez, we're going to continue with the second phase of this hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about this case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak in more detail. Okay, sir? Thank you, Mr. Lopez. Mr. Turner, if you will.
Mr. Lopez was released from ADC custody on 10-6-2017 and arrested on 6-13-2018 by Tucson PD on new misdemeanor charges of obstructing, refusing true name, possession of drug paraphernalia, and an escape third degree 2014 warrant. He is returned back to ADC custody on 6-13-2018 with an adjusted CCD of 9-12-2018 with 219 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015 commitment A count 2, computer tampering 2 years. 2015 commitment A count 9, forgery 2 years. 2015 commitment B count 1, narcotic drug violation 6 months. 2015 commitment B count 2, drug paraphernalia violation 6 months. No prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms on supervision. Disciplinary is moderate, with false reporting, criminal damage, drugs, and theft noted. Other arrest, 2009, possession, sale of marijuana, Arizona juvenile probation. 2009, false reporting, emergency response, Arizona juvenile probation. 2009, possession, sale of marijuana, Arizona juvenile detention. 2009, assault with a deadly weapon, Arizona juvenile detention. 2010, resisting arrest, Arizona juvenile detention. 2013, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. Has a GB score of G7, B7, and I do not have the status of his charges.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Just 1 second. Okay, Mr. Lopez, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with approved placement at TOC 843 West 3rd Road, Tucson, Arizona. On October 29, 2017, you were discharged from TOC for leaving the property without permission and not returning. On November 3rd, 2017, you were approved to stay at your aunt's residence at 4650 East 29th. Unit 104, Tucson, Arizona, after completing substance abuse treatment at the Pima Reentry Center. Did you ever make it into PRC, sir, or did you? Okay. What were you living for the 219 days that you were missing from community supervision?
And my parents.
Still at the same aunt? Or on to, pardon me?
Yeah.
And that's the 4650 East 29th Street?
Yes.
Okay. Employment notes, it stated that you'd been hired by Arizona Pipeline. Did you work there the entire time that you were outside of prison?
Yes, except for the last 2 months.
Did you work someplace else, or were you out of work?
No, I was just out of work.
You were assigned a task, assigned to the color of Navy. Since on October 17, 2017, no sample provided. sanctions notes on November 3rd, 2017, reported to the Tucson Regional Parole Office. The case was stopped by SPO Cindy Bowen for leaving TLC without permission during stopping. You admitted to using methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine, and marijuana. And we referred to the 90-day ITH program for substance abuse program, for the substance abuse program at Penal Reentry Center. And it sounds like you never went to PRC. That, like, I can't speak right now. You never made it to PRC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so again, what were you doing for the 219 days that you had absconded?
I was just staying on the money, working, just had a girlfriend. Really, I wasn't doing nothing with my life, sir.
And were you continuing to have struggles with drug abuse?
Yes.
Was there a particular drug of choice?
Heroin.
And have you been clean since you've been arrested?
Yes.
How's that going for you, sir? Well, that's positive that you're seeing it that way. We see the pattern over and over again where people end up hanging around the same drug users and end up in the same place. So I hope you are thinking about treatment and staying sober. What caused the Tucson Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconding warrant?
We spent the night in like this area where it was like private order, like a private room, and then they called the cops on us and we were like,
and why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer? They do a lot of work to help people make their transition back to the community, so what happened?
Correction. I move
to revoke three-year supervision as Mr. Lopez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the fundraiser company, inasmuch that he absconded for 219 days and relapsed into heroin use. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Lopez, I take no pleasure in this, that your supervision has been revoked. You will be released on or about September 12, 2018, which is pretty close to next month. I recognize it's still July 31st, but it's in the middle of September, about a month and a half away. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last days to seek any programming that's available to you, to include NAA. I don't know, you said, you just stated that there wasn't a lot available to you, but it's also not very much time to return you to community supervision either. So again, take advantage of this time to put together a plan for your return to the community. You're a young man with a lot of life ahead of you, and hopefully you're turning the corner on your decisions as far as continuing drug use. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Lopez.
All right, thank you.